We've got Submit lying, Karini crying, and Tiffany flying. There's so much back and forth, you guys, on this episode of 90 Day The Other Way. And we're here to break it all down for you. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yes! We always do that at the beginning. We're like, because you know, there used to be songs like, oh, vibing. Did you vibe with this episode? I kind of did. I don't know. A little bit.
You know, it's refreshing seeing these new couples, too.
It is.
From the, you know, the old school storylines. Now we're seeing new stuff, and we're in other countries. That's what
I
love.
Well, welcome, you guys. If you don't already know, this show is 90 Day Fiancé The Other Way. The couples actually aren't in, well, the Americans actually go to the different countries. So it's kind of cool to see a different perspective. I am your girl, Alex Bowers. To the left of me, I have Stacey Olivas. I can't sing.
I'm all smiles. I'm
going to do better next week on that. Last episode was a little stronger. I don't know if I too much cared for that. But definitely a lot of lies coming up, guys. We've got to talk about Jenny and Submit, Lauren and Aladdin, because we know Stacey feels a way about them. And you'll definitely get our opinions on the special segment, What Do You Think, coming on. We'll ask a few questions. You guys can go ahead and hop in the comments, too.
Yes.
And get ready for that. And news and gossip, we've always got that. So, I mean, we're seriously the one-stop shop for all things 90 Day. What did you think about this episode altogether?
I thought it was really cool because we are going to other countries, and now it's like the Americans are in their uncomfortable zone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And seeing that. I mean, it's not good. It's kind of scary, but it's like, whoa, like, you know, like, we'll talk about Submit and Jenny, but him having to, like, no, we can't have the cameras here. Like, we have to go. I have to go talk to my parents on their own.
And I'm
like,
still kind of, getting used to it all.
It's kind of, it's, like, different, huh?
Yeah. Definitely getting used to, like, how we're going over there. But let's go ahead and jump into Submit and Jenny, since we were already talking about them.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Yeah, guys, let us know in the live chat what you guys think of them this episode.
Yes, please. Submit, finally, he finally shows up to the airport.
Finally.
And I don't know why Jenny didn't, the first thing Jenny did, like, it wasn't, where were you? It was more like, oh thank you. I'm like, ugh. Because we already know, like, she's just so, like, nice, and you got to take care of yourself. He knew when you left, and he had all this time, he waited to the last minute and showed up, like, over an hour late. It's a no for me. You're not getting a hug. I'm actually really upset, but she's so cute. Is she not? She's just, like, super happy. And
she's nice. She's makes me a little upset, though.
What? Well, how nice she is?
Yeah, because I'm just like, you know that saying, like, you only accept the love you think you deserve? Like, you need to, like, this is why people treat people. I mean, not that this is bad, but I mean, no, like, the lying we'll talk about later. But this is why this stuff occurs, because they allow it. If no one allowed it.
Yeah.
You would be with nobody.
Yeah. And Submit is, he's, well, who can be compared? Pinocchio. He just keeps on lying. He went from, you know, she actually caught him up in the lie when she said, what did she say? You just told me that you told your parents about me and this is why you're moving. And then in the same sentence, he said that his parents didn't know and they thought he was renting a house with his friends. So that he could work. Like, it was just, and then she's like, so which one was it? Which one is it? Like, and I'm like, caught. He's not a good liar. Honestly, I see through everything
he
says.
But I just think he can smell the desperation of that she wants to be with him. I'm sorry, I'm going to lay it down. Like, I think he can smell the desperation, and a lot of these people, like him, are like, well, I could just do whatever, and she's going to still stay. You don't think she's desperate? I mean, he doesn't agree. I mean, the live chat said you can tell Submit really loves Jenny.
She comes off as desperate a little bit.
Come on.
I will say, like, but I think she's just super nice, wants to be in love. She's a little older. You know, she just wants to be happy. He loves her, and I don't know.
Do you think dating? Okay.
I think he loves her.
Because, like, dating is a little different nowadays than it was back when, like, maybe what, I don't know, I don't want to be, like, ageist or anything like that, but, like, it is a little different. Like, we see a lot now, like, it's a little bit more crazier. There are, like, things going on with the social media, with these, like, DMs, the cheating, all this different stuff going on, people from other countries. You know, you're able to connect on dating sites now with people you never really thought you would be able to connect with from around the world. But do you think she's naive? Yes. Like, just super naive about, like, that he really is, like...
Yes, but I feel like they match. They're on the same level. I just feel like he's not as into it right now. Like, he can't just express himself as much because he's so worried about his parents. I think that's the reason we're not getting the full Samit. Or she says his name different every time. Has anyone caught that? Samit, Samit, like, whatever. But we're not getting his true self because he's nervous. Because in the back of his mind, it's who's going to see us and what are my parents going to say if they find out? And I have family out here that lives a few hours away. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I have family.
This is why we brought up, why didn't he just come to America?
Exactly. Why? I still don't understand that.
Like, your family doesn't want you together. You're afraid of getting caught and you're not making a lot of money out there. Like, why not?
I don't understand.
She was real quick to jump on that plane. Carrying her kid. Okay, that made me sad because I'm, like, thinking about my mom. My mom's, like, in her 60s or whatever. I don't know. Jenny's, like, in her 60s. Yeah. And her mom's in my 60s. And just thinking, like, they're getting older. You know what I mean? And, like, even her daughter saying, like, how are we going to reach you? Yeah. Like, if something happens, if, you know, you get hurt or if something goes down there, like, who are we supposed to reach if we can't even talk to his parents because his parents don't know that you're with him?
Right.
Like, it makes me sad because it's kind of like you're leaving your grandkids, you're leaving your children. I know you should be happy in life and everything, but...
But he can't afford the rent. He keeps saying that. Like, he brought her to this nice place. She's so happy. He can't afford the rent.
God, I know this is, like, so California of me, but when he said how much it costs, like, I know they don't get paid as much out there.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, my God, that much? You're only paying that much?
$350? I would love.
You can't even get a room out here for that. Like, rent a room in a house for $350. No. Oh, I don't know. Maybe, like, you can, but I haven't,
like,
seen that.
Not even a bathroom. No. Like, you can get absolutely nothing for that. Like, they'll laugh at you. But he did say, I mean, it's a lot of money for out there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's just lying about everything.
And the apartment he got.
Sad.
He hooked it up to her, you know?
Yeah.
Because she was used to going to the restroom in, like, a hole, right?
Yeah.
And now...
At his parents' house.
Like, they have to go to the restroom and... I mean, so he, like... You think he's really in love, though?
I think he loves her. I think it's just... If it wasn't an issue with the family, he'd be all
in. You think he really loves her?
Yep. I do. I can't say that about everyone.
He was, like... In the future, I don't know if I'll pick my family over Jenny or Jenny over my family. Like, the girl moved out there.
That's what he kept saying. Like, they're, like, dangling, you know? Like, there's no, like, for sure commitment. It's kind of like, oh, what suits me in this moment right now? Well, Jenny coming out here. That's what's best for me.
I think he's a little, like, embarrassed about... So I want to get down to the root.
I mean, he's bringing her, though, over there with all his friends, with all his family.
But he feels like he can't do anything yet. So until they get to the point where they can go out in public... Which I don't think will happen. I don't know. Then I don't know. Like, we'll see how... We already saw, like, next episode she'll be, you know, trying on clothes at a place. But, like, until they really are out and his family knows, and I'll say it again, it's not... We're not going to get the full Samit.
Samit. I don't know. I'm on the fence. I don't know if he's really in love with her.
We'll see.
I think
you might be right. This is... Okay, this is kind of... Okay, kind of like your early prediction, but we'll see.
This is my early prediction, but...
We will see. You guys, you can listen to us practically anywhere. Well, literally anywhere. If you're watching, go ahead and thumbs up, like, subscribe, comment. You can find us, like I said, anywhere, right?
Yeah, you can find us on iTunes. You can find us on Spotify, on YouTube. You guys can see our faces.
So many shows.
Yeah, so many shows all over YouTube. If you follow AfterBuzz TV Reality. Oh, and subscribe to our YouTube channel there. On iTunes, give us 5 stars.
Please, and thank you.
And leave us comments everywhere, you guys. And we love reading them. We will respond to them. Hit us up on social media. We want to mention you on the show. We love mentioning fans. We like, thanks for the fans that have already joined us for this show. Can I do some shout outs?
Yeah, and real quick, you guys, for anyone in the live chat, before she shouts you out, we're going to move on to Paul and Karini. So let us know what you think about them. But who do we have for shout outs?
Queen Dreads, Rogers, Celestial Chorus. Charlotta? I'm sorry. I'm just trying to name your say your names correctly. So Wonk. Guys, thanks so much for joining us.
Yes.
And I'm reading your stuff and I want to hear more from you.
Absolutely. Okay, Paul and Karini time.
Paul and Karini.
He travels and
makes
this
me
time,
nervous.
I know.
He makes me nervous.
He's
just
very,
watching
like
him.
All over the place. But this time he travels with 2 bags. I just want to jump in. When he was nervous driving up there, he's like, someone got murdered. And then he said, but I have armor. And it was just like, it was just so Paul. And
it's like
just
his
hilarious.
Mind, what's going on? He's like, okay, someone got murdered here, but I have armor. Okay, I'm okay.
Yes.
It's like he psychs himself out every time, but it's like...
Yeah. And then, did anyone notice the baby bag, the bullet?
Yes.
The, what is it?
It's like a bulletproof, like, baby bag hold the baby in.
I liked how he thought that was going to be, like, her favorite thing, and she was like,
Yeah. And then he made the noises, like, do you know what bulletproof means? And he's like, boop, 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 boop. Like, I'm like, stop. Like, come on.
And it's interesting seeing him in this circumstance, because you can kind of see, like, the maturity levels are pretty equal amongst them, too, even though she's really young.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So...
I think I think it may seem like the maturity levels are different, but
I think
it's just the language barrier, because I think she's pretty immature too.
You think she's immature?
Absolutely.
Really?
I've always felt that way about Karina. I think they really go great together.
I like that she's taking English though to try to.
Yeah, that was really cool. Yeah,
and she's getting better. Honestly, go girl, because he is not trying to. What is it? Portuguese.
Yeah, Portuguese, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he's trying to, like, really learn like that. But he will say a few things.
I think he's just terrified being over there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like he's going to be, I don't know, super, like, hypervigilant and super, like, anxiety.
Mm-hmm. There's no telling with Paul.
It was funny. It's funny seeing them now. Like, in the beginning, when they first got together, I was kind of like, oh, this is scary. You know, this is different. But now seeing them, mm-hmm. like, I like when she's like, I hate you.
Yeah.
Like, just out of nowhere. And I'm like... Wow, because mm-hmm. he seems kind of like he would get upset at her, but he's just like, oh, that's just Karini. You know what I mean? So it seems like I see their vibe a little bit together.
Did it bother you that she felt a way about him not bringing the gifts? Because some people thought it, for some people it was like, you're being ungrateful. But for me, it was like, she was just saying, you have to think before you know what I mean?
I think
like,
she was more
think about your baby.
What gifts to bring. Like, he brought the bulletproof stuff. Like, maybe bring the things that are more practical that I need.
Yeah.
Rather than this bulletproof baby bag.
Right.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
But she I mean, she says it. He's, like, all over the place. You know, he doesn't really think.
Like, he was...
But that's him, you know?
And I think the gesture, because if you think about it, you're going to reunite with, like... your significant other, you're going to reunite with them, and then they're like, oh, I'm not going to see you for 30 days, and you've been waiting for so long, and I'm going to have to wait another 30 days.
Yeah.
So for him to make that gesture and, like, find a way to get down there, I thought that was...
Yeah.
That was more than a lot of the other guys did.
True. I mean, Paul was pretty... Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to, like, praise him, but I'm like, saying... Like, I'm saying, like, hey, that was, like, a...
Mm-hmm.
From...
Yeah, it was nice of him.
The effort...
Yes,
it was an A for
effort. I wonder what she's going to think if he shows her the lock of his mom's hair.
Oh, that was weird.
that was on another level of just creepy. He was like, it's thoughtful. I'm like, wait, what?
Even he was kind of like, oh.
Yeah.
That's where he gets his quirkiness, must be.
Absolutely. It was like we said last week how sad it was, you guys, for them to say goodbye. But, I mean, necessary. They'll be back, though. And we do have, like, a little snip later on in the news and gossip. So if you stay tuned, please, you will see that. What are people saying?
Never mind. No.
It's just too much. Yeah. Okay, guys.
Well, it says when Paul walks in, Karini's sleeping and wakes up almost, like, without anything on top. And it was blurred out. But I'm like, she's just like, that's terrifying. Think of it. Someone walked in your house in the middle of the night, not even thinking he
and
would show up.
And it was, like, the sliding door. And it was just like. She was not expecting that. That
imagine,
was crazy.
Imagine.
Oh, that's a mess. That's a setup. She's lucky she was chilling. Okay.
I would have freaked.
Now for Tiffany and Ronald. You guys, again, go ahead and tell us what you think about them. Daniel was the star of this episode for me. Daniel, King Daniel. He's just the cutest little thing ever. I don't know. He made me more emotional than anyone has this season so far.
He was so cute.
The cutest, so respectful, smart, loving, caring. I mean, like, he checks off every box for the perfect kid. And I don't know, just seeing his relationship, like, and how mature he was and saying goodbye, but it really made me, like, feel bad for him, too, because, like, he's not asking for this. I don't know. You always, like, you feel a way about the kids on the show.
Yeah.
So what do you,
a lot of people are not going to agree with me. I know that, but I think it's selfish. I wouldn't bring my kid to another place to be with someone. I mean, I wouldn't do that.
Right.
Some people would. They're ride or dies, I guess. But, like, for someone that just comes out of rehab and is, like, trying to get their life together, too, like...
Yeah. But, okay, what do you think about this? She did
say... Your child, you don't know... I mean... She knows him, but you're putting your child also at risk too. So I feel like she should get to know him more. She should spend more time with him because you also are introducing that person to your child. Like,
what did you think about the fact that this is the kid's first time meeting?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he's calling him too. Dad.
Yeah. Nicole status. Yeah. Nicole I'm and so Asin. That pissed me off because I'm like, that's... Think about it. And then if you break up, it's like, oh, well, your child always will remember. Oh, yeah, that boyfriend. Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. that one. It's like, think of your kids first.
Yeah.
He's you need always, to protect them.
Yeah. But what do you That's think about her saying? Upset. I was actually happy that she said if he doesn't like it or anything or he feels uncomfortable or anything, she'll move back. If he hates it, she'll move back. And some of these parents, let's be real, have not yeah. said that at all. But she's saying, like, you know, yeah. she means it, I feel like.
Nicole yeah. would never move back.
Oh, no.
No. May is coming.
May is sticking it out.
No. May, you're with me on this.
Down
yeah.
to the end. May is the ride or die God, in this situation.
That makes me so sad.
Yeah. But I just thought Daniel was super cute.
But think of it. You're taking your kid to a foreign land. Like, you are not. You don't know anybody out there.
She knows it's a risk.
It could be dangerous. This person could be dangerous that you're going to be with. Because you haven't spent a lot of time with them. Like, you don't really know till someone until like a year, I feel like.
Yeah. But
maybe
I mean,
I'm just super
But
cautious.
Some people say, I mean, it just depends on who the person. Honestly, all of this just depends on the person.
Yeah.
Because some people will fall in love in a few days. And sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes it lasts like forever. Like, you hear the stories.
Okay, we'll talk
my parents,
about that later.
You know, like yeah. my parents have been together for 50 years and they met and they got married like 3 days after. You know, it doesn't, it just depends. I know we are skeptics.
I am a skeptic. Trust. I need to know
yeah.
how you treat everyone.
I mean, I also need to, like, I know a lot of people don't feel this way, but I feel like you need to, for me personally, I need to live with you before I can commit to you.
Because some people say, yeah, a lot of people say that
wanna,
too.
I don't want to live with you before I have a ring on my finger.
You really find out what
for some reason.
Like.
I just really, because I just want space. Because, like, you get an argument, you know, like, if you get an argument or... Sometimes you don't realize how annoying someone is until you move in with them. I just would rather be annoyed with the ring on my finger. But
yeah,
some people don't. Like, I have, like, friends that...
So that you know if it doesn't... If you can't live together, you can't be together.
That's true, too. Like, I have friends that are all in. I do. And they love it. It just depends on
I
the person.
I guess it depends on the person. How maybe we're not, like, the girly girl. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. But I mean, mm-hmm. like, the... I don't think, like, fairy tale or, yeah. like, fantasy, like, the man of my dreams. I don't think that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that way.
At all?
No! I just think, like, are you my best friend? Are you going to be there for me? Am I going to be there for you? Like, it's a different... Everyone's views of it is different, but maybe I need to stop being so jaded.
Okay, so will you move in before marriage? Because, I mean, some people... I feel like that's 50-50. It doesn't really matter.
No,
to
I
some
wouldn't.
People, I just don't.
Because
yeah.
if we... Break,
I know so many people that no. do, and they're, like, in love, and I'm just like, dang, I wish...
I don't bash people
do
at
that.
Doing it, but
yeah,
I know if there's
I
a breakup, I'm in bed for like 3 weeks. So
yeah,
sad.
It's like, don't
sad.
Just leave me alone. Yeah,
sad.
Absolutely.
So I, yeah, no, but whoever wants to do it, I'm not
go
bashing
ahead,
it.
Because go ahead. You got it. That's cool though. All right, Lauren and Aladdin. I always want to say Aladdin. Lauren and Aladdin.
He is cute.
Lauren, we're just gonna talk about age a little bit. Lauren is 51. Aladdin is almost 29. I mean, almost 30, okay? But yeah, so this is like her
she
guy.
Yeah.
She talks to Ludwin, we meet.
He's cute.
Wait,
cute.
Ludwin. No, the brother.
No, I know
the
he's
guy
like
that's
a little,
the,
like he's cute, like his personality.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. The brother, Ludwin. And before anyone like
this
said
is her
anything,
brother friend, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Well, yeah. She's known him for over 20 years. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So this. Grilled cheese. Did anyone
oh,
catch
my grilled cheese.
The
I
grilled
was like
cheese?
Peanut butter and jelly grilled
it
cheese.
It was cheese. People don't know if it was grapes. Some people say it was other stuff, but he actually says, and we'll tell you what it is later. But my thought was that it was cheese, olives, and syrup. What did you think that was?
Yeah, it was syrup.
Okay, we'll tell you guys what it is in the news and gossip
know
segment.
What those,
so stay tuned.
Olives. Okay.
Because he actually tweets what it is. Well, TLC does, and he confirms it.
I'm going to try to make that.
Interesting. Absolutely not. You know who, like, someone does that, Adrienne Bailon.
Uh-huh.
She tries different weird foods. So if you guys are with that, go ahead. There are people that try different concoctions.
Make it together, guys.
Yeah, not I. The farthest I'll go is, like, Parent Trap, you know, the Oreo with a little peanut butter, but I'm not a peanut butter fan, but it's so
oh
good.
Oh, my gosh, Alex, take risks.
Mm-hmm. I
we
got to
take risks.
I
got to
do
we got to get you on 90 Day.
No. You keep saying, I'm like, stop. But we learned that, I feel like she kind of says that she only is married. Okay, so she says that they can't live together unless they're married. Yeah. You can't do the hotel. I understand that. But, like, she's like, hence why we are married. And I'm just like, so was it just because you wanted to have a, like, you want to live? Like, I didn't really understand that. And I also want to know, and we've talked about this, what does he get out of this? Is it true love, you guys?
We want to know. Please tell us in the comments right now. We want to know if it's true love.
Does Aladdin love Lauren truly? Or is it just, I mean, or you can answer this. What could he be getting out of this? Not saying that he is, but if you think he is, tell us what he could be getting out of this, because I try to flip and think that way, but I'm like, absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing can he get out of this if she's moving to Qatar. Which she keeps saying Qatar. Does anyone else catch that?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's not like a trust fund kid or
nothing that we know of.
Hmm.
I just find it pretty interesting.
That's kind of scary.
Do you have any theories on what it could be, or do you think that he...
No, I think he's really cute. I was like, he's really cute.
He's cute.
And I think she's, like, really attracted to him. And I mean, the way she was talking to him, like, show me your abs, show me your butt. Like,
yeah.
I think it's like an Angela Michael situation, where you're just like...
Ooh, not Angela Michael.
Really?
No.
You don't?
I don't think it's Angela Michael. Really? They're different. They're different. But, I mean, I kind of understand the age difference. If we're talking about age difference, yes. Anything else, I mean, we don't even know him enough to get that vibe.
It's kind of terrifying, though. Like, think about it. Like, you're going to move over there, and you don't know. What does this guy want?
Yeah.
I don't know a male's mind. I don't know if age doesn't matter. I don't know.
I'm ready to see these people. Let me say that.
Okay.
Ronald, we haven't seen him yet in person. Mm-hmm. Would love to see him. Next episode, I guess. Then we have Aladdin. Would love to see him. Show us some faces. I'm getting as in vibes from these ghosts of men. No one's shown their face.
Kimberly Mayfield, she just said, these women are cray-cray.
I mean, all over the place.
Did she say that they are already married, though?
Like, yeah.
Yes.
That she hadn't told him that and they got married the first time she went out there?
Yeah, 9 days in they got married. And then she's saying that they haven't had a ceremony or anything. We also have that in News and Gossip, too.
What does he get? I think she's sending money to him, right?
I don't know. But she can't be doing it for long if she's moving in a few days. So that's why
she has money to send.
I know. This is just weird. Like, I don't know. Can it be love? Can it? Brianna, do you think it's love?
I feel like I can't make this decision until I see them physically together.
I know, because I'm just like, we're just...
I think, like, I don't know. Maybe we're just so jaded by, like, living in L.A. and sugar daddies and sugar mamas.
Yeah.
Believe that someone young society. And older would... fall in love with each other for real?
Yeah. It's really hard to wrap your mind around all that. But, I mean, we just want the skeptics. We just want proof that it's actually love.
Hope.
But these guys have got some proving to do. We do have... next episode, we'll be introduced to a new couple. Can't wait to meet them.
Yeah.
See what's going on. I mean, the preview they had for him, he was just saying he messed up already because she's pregnant. I'm just like, oh, child. This is a lot. But let's go ahead and get into our special segment.
Well, that's none of my business.
None. Okay. So we kind of...
Wait, before we start, you guys, special segment for anyone that's just joining. Stacey will ask us questions. We'll all give our opinions. You guys, welcome to give your opinion in the chat, comment, whatever.
I'll mention it.
Anywhere.
We got this. Okay. So I learned some stuff today about the dating sites. Would you go on a dating site to try to catch your significant other if you suspect him of cheating? And he might be on that dating site. Would you go on that dating site and find a way to find him?
Absolutely. I need proof. And I need to know, again, I've said this before in our last show, I need to know that I'm not crazy. That I'm not just making up this stuff in my mind. I need to know. And catch you. So, yes, I would absolutely try to catch someone.
I don't think nowadays you even have to. Your friends are all over.
Right? Your friends are
like, they're just going to tell you. They're like, that's happened to, like, three of my friends. Like,
what?
They got told by another friend that was on the dating site, hey, I saw your boyfriend on this dating site.
Dang. Now, that is, like, on another level. Dang.
We're like,
I'm like taking this in. Like, just imagine people coming to you. Oh, no. So my answer is yes. That's my answer. But oh, no, for the situation.
Yeah. And I think, yeah, me too. And I think it was interesting on how she did when she was like, oh, the girl she was like being the imposter of. She was like, yeah, I like bald heads. And then she shaved his head.
Yeah, that was funny.
So you can learn a thing or two from Night A.
Absolutely. So yes, I'm going to try to catch you, get the proof. And then when I end this thing, we'll know why. And it's set in stone and it is what it is.
Oh, nice. I've seen some stuff.
Ooh, some stories. Okay.
Some stories.
For another time.
Okay. Okay, let's see the next one. Is it okay to marry someone in 9 days of meeting them? Do you think it is true love?
I feel like it depends on the person. It doesn't matter. If you love them, you love them. I mean, people can't tell you how long it takes. Some people, it's love at first sight. Literally. It's not just a say.
You think that?
It's literal sometimes.
You think you feel it in your gut?
Sometimes you do.
This is the one.
I feel like you just know. Depends on the person.
What was
yes.
that one say? Love is love? Wait, who said
love
that?
Is, wait.
Wait, there was someone that said it on 90 Day. Love is love. They kept saying that. But
oh, I
maybe
don't
that's
remember
something else.
Saying that.
I feel like that's the saying for
pride.
For pride.
Yeah.
No. There's someone, I don't know who it was on 90 Day. We used to say that. Okay.
But you're a no.
Yeah. I'm a no. Okay. I really think I would need to get to know you to, like, confirm this feeling.
And you know what's funny? You'll probably be the one to fall in love
in that.
Like 3 days. And then we'll be like, now Stacey, what was that you were saying?
It's like when you have the friend that says, I'm never having kids.
Kids and then
the
first one.
And end up having so many too, just back to back. Yeah. I'm not wishing that on you right now. But the love, it'll probably be like a 3 day thing. I'm like, okay, girl.
okay, let's see what some of the
commenters say.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm the 19. Okay, I don't think I need to. If you already feel something, but I might mention it to one of my day ones.
That's the other one. That's going on the Tinder.
The Tinder one. Miss Brown Sugar said, I don't think I need to. If you already feel something's up, but I might mention it to one of my day ones and trust that there'll be an Inspector Gadget. Day ones.
I would rather just figure yourself out myself, honestly.
You take it in your own hands?
Honestly.
Take it
so that I can freak out without being, you know what I mean? Like, go off and just act up. You need your time to act up. If something like that happens, you need to
You need to pull Ashley.
Yes.
Yeah.
And just you know,
go off.
Sometimes you just gotta
not
let
too
it
off,
out.
Because that's.
Oh, yeah.
That's
not too snapped, off, but,
like, status. None of that.
Oh, no, yeah, no, yeah. I'm not talking about that type of go off. The go off, I mean, maybe over FaceTime. That type of go
maybe
off.
Maybe some clothes on the lawn.
Yes.
Okay.
Next question.
Is age just a number when it comes to love?
Yeah. I'm going to put the maybe sign because sometimes, I mean, if you're. Okay. Sometimes it's a bit too much. Sometimes. I don't know. I'm going to put the maybe sign. I guess, like I've been saying to the other questions, it just depends on the person. But for me, it's just a maybe. I mean, you see a lot of people these days, like, maybe even dating people, like, when they were 40, they were just being born. It's just, like, creepy. But what are your thoughts?
I think just seeing some of the I mean, 90 Day has kind of changed my mind a little bit. Because even the couple, some of them we've met in person, I'm like, oh, wow, they're really in love.
Yeah.
And there's, like, a big age gap. Mm-hmm. I think it's harder for. But people are going to get mad at me for this, okay? So I'm going to be like, you're going to get mad at me. The women, like, a lot younger, I don't know. I just feel like I'd be their mom. Like, I'd feel like their mom. Mm. But, I mean, I guess guys, because, you know, like, maturity, how they say guys, like, mature. But then there are some really good mature guys, so I'm just...
Don't get mad at Stacey, guys.
Don't get mad at me, but
we use the maybe faces, okay?
We use the maybe faces.
It's 50-50.
I think it's harder for me to believe that Aladdin. Mm-hmm. I'm going to call him Aladdin. So many times. Aladdin situation. It's hard for me to believe it.
I know. Like, more so than any other couple, right?
More so than any other. More so than Summit and Jenny. Number. Yeah, that's
the one. Is it because
like,
of how beautiful he is?
Yeah.
Are you more likely to agree if he wasn't as cute?
So superficial.
Let's be honest, guys.
I'm going to be honest. Yeah, I think so. He's a personal trainer. He probably gets a lot of girls. Like, what it does
it's the look that kind of makes you this sways your
but
opinion
maybe he's an old soul
bit. But I didn't get that from the FaceTime call that she had on the last week's episode, but I mean We never know. We haven't met this guy in person. We would love to see you in person.
If we ever do.
Aladdin, yes. Because they're kind of taking their time with this. Let's be real. All right, you guys, it's time for news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Yes, yes, yes. I feel like this is everyone's, like, favorite part. We have, first on the list, what it was, what the grilled cheese was. TLC said it was cheese, olives, and honey. And he said, delicious, Ludwig. Wing, Ludwig.
Honey.
Honey, I thought it was syrup.
Me too.
The olives throw me off. All of it throws me off, honestly. But, I mean, people crave weird things. And if that's your thing, that's your thing.
Maybe it tastes really good. Does it?
I don't know. I'm not going to knock it, but I'm going to knock it.
Really?
I'm not going to knock it, but I'm not going to try it. It's not for me. I'm good off of that. Would you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're down to try whatever?
I'm a risk taker.
Oh, okay.
Well, actually, no, because I'm not a risk taker. Not in love.
In certain parts. Certain, yeah.
Food, yes.
Then we have, next up, Laura and Aladdin.
Aladdin.
So it says that they are currently about to get married, or they just got married. And, they had their ceremony. It says on June 8th, a friend asked if the pair was in a Tunisian city of Gabes. I don't know if I'm saying that right. For their wedding, to which Aladdin responded, yep. So everyone's just assuming that they're already married because they were there for that. So, I mean, if that's the case, you go, girl. I'm not mad at you.
You go, girl.
Next, we have Carini and Paul. People believe that they are back in the U.S. so much. For I'll never be back here again, see you never, to his mom. Because let's remember how dramatic that was.
So dramatic.
I'll never be back in the
U.S.
again.
I'll never see you again, mom.
It says, couple Carini and Paul have led on to the fact that they might be living in the U.S. The couple, who were struggling to afford a visa for Carini, appears to have hinted around on social media that they are, in fact, together in the States. It seems that Paul won't have to move to Brazil to be with his wife and infant son. After all, these are just, I think, theories or, like, you know, how people think, like, predict, I don't know. But it's not 100%, I don't believe.
We don't know until we know. And the timelines are so crazy with this thing. It's like social media. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know everything about this couple. And then I'm like, ooh, I didn't know that. And I didn't know that. So it's just a whirlwind.
But we don't get as much with these couples as far on social media. They're not going crazy like any of our other couples have.
What's going on?
They're keeping it together.
Do you think TLC, like, they're like, okay, we got to.
It's good for the show.
It's interesting, though, because they're so different than the last couples. Yeah. Like, their personalities, too.
Absolutely.
Like, the drama is, like, I mean, we got Jenny. She's super sweet.
It's mild.
Not that they're not sweet, the other ones, but I mean, like, more mild, toned it down.
Absolutely.
Tiffany.
Then next we have this cutie.
Aww,
you guys, like I said, the star of the show, Daniel. Look at him.
He's just
adorable. And the picture right after is him with Ronald. And I just thought it was cute. So obviously he's really liking Ronald is the vibe I get. Also the picture right after that, you know, they're chilling guys, just having fun. I don't know. I just think he's happy. I feel like he's not a hard kid to please.
No. And then him saying, like, I never really had a dad, so I'm, like, excited.
Yeah.
That was so cute. Like,
he has my heart.
He sees the good.
I just want the best for Daniel, honestly.
We need more Daniel on the show because, like, just to give us some.
Yeah. But I feel like we don't have to worry about that with Tiffany. For the most part, like, yes, we feel a type of way that she brought him over there like that. But if we really think about her character, she seems like a person that is. Her son is number one, really.
I think, too, just me, I would be really scared just because of this guy's background.
Yeah,
people
that's the
just
issue.
Don't go. I mean, I'm not saying people can't change, but that takes a process. Like,
especially right after rehab.
Yes.
You know, you got to be careful
it's a
with
process.
That.
Process.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, he has legal issues. Like, he's had convictions, right? Convictions, or were they expunged? Or
they said that they were dismissed, but. One of the guys said if he actually admitted to it before, then it'll still be on his record. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It'll still fall. Or through the visa process, they'll still know that he admitted to it. It's just dismissed or dropped or whatever.
Damn.
Interesting. We'll see how that plays out. Because I would love for them to not have to stay there and to be able to go to the States. Maybe pull a Paul and Carini, because I believe that's probably true that they're back.
Reunite. Daniel with his little friend Malik. Malik, right?
Yes. And so play cute. Like slow music of them running towards each other.
I'm gonna miss you. That was like a 90s movie. Honestly. like those innocent.
Yes. Just like pure love. Honestly, like good, genuine friendships. Those are the friendships that you carry out through like your whole entire life. So cute. You go, Daniel. All right, you guys. It's time for predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any good ones?
I think the Summit Jenny thing, I think the parents are going to find out. Mm-hmm. And I think there's going to be drama with that. And I think that I
agree.
I really think those parents are going to find out. And I think they're going to confront her and him.
They're in
their territory. You know what I mean? And they have family out there. They have everyone else. I'm not saying, I don't think she's going to be, God knows she's not put in danger or anything like that. But I think that they're going to confront her.
Do you think it'll be a pop-up?
Yeah.
Oh, you think they'll show up?
Or something. They'll be run into. Something's going to happen.
That would be real cool if they did a pop-up. Really dramatic. I mean, I don't want Jenny to like pass out or anything.
She's cute. It would be
fun to get some emotion out of Jenny because she's just so happy. I want her to actually like go off on this liar Summit because I feel like he's just going to keep getting over on her and keep it going. Hopefully he's not married already. He's not malicious.
He doesn't have a sight. You know? You never know.
I mean, honestly, you never know because he did catfish her. So anything is possible with these guys. This catfish and stuff, even though we just said we would to check on our guy.
But that's different.
It's different. Okay, it's different. Hold on, I'm just making sure we're good. Like, or confirming that you're not, that I'm not crazy.
But what was his purpose of catfishing her? Do you know what I mean?
It was just,
Was that to get money? Was that to get stuff?
I mean, he said it was just because.
You don't just catfish. You catfish for a reason.
Yeah.
There's a reason.
I don't know. But
first red flag flies by.
This is like a cheap prediction, honestly. I predict that Daniel and Ron will get along. It's a cheap prediction, honestly, because we just saw, you know. But I feel like they get along. Oh, this isn't right off the bat. Mm-hmm. Well, we kind of know that, too, from the
when he's running into his daddy's arms.
I know, the daddy thing gets us every time. It's just too much. It's too much. Lauren and Aladdin, I'm not really sure what I think about them, but Paul and Karini, obviously we're going to get more drama out of them, and I cannot wait.
I think there's going to be more fights in that room, and like he's going to throw her stuff animals all over. Hope it doesn't get crazy.
She is pregnant.
Oh, I don't think
so. He needs to.
I don't know. Paul seems like pretty from all the other like trauma we've seen on the show. Like he seems like now
chill now.
Yeah.
Are we used to Paul? Have we?
Yeah, we've like accepted Paul. Like because of the Colt, Larissa, all the real drama. I'm like, oh, Paul. Oh yeah, Paul's no trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you guys, we have drama every week, as you know. Same time, same place. Like, comment, subscribe. Find us on social media. I'm your girl, Alex Bowers. You can follow me all over at Hey Alex Bowers.
Hey, guys, I'm Stacey Olivas. You can follow me all over social media at Stacey Olivas and at 90 Fiance Now. I will repost your stuff if you send it to me. DM us. Hit us up. Write us comments.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Yay. Thanks for watching, guys. Bye. Thanks.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.